More and more people are talking about buyouts as agencies try to save money. More and more are offering them. But it's more than talk if you're the one being offered cash to quit. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. He is here with some pointers you should consider when thinking about a buyout. Good morning, Arthur. Great to have you on.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so let's discuss the value of taking buyouts. They're only $25,000, but you get access to your retirement early. How do you balance this whole financial question?
Well, I think the key question is, will this leave me better off financially? And for most people, I don't think that it will. If you were thinking of retiring in a month or 3 months, maybe a buyout would leave you better off. But if you're a FERS employee, it's just unlikely to do so, and employment prospects in the private sector are not great. The people who a buyout will really help are CSRS employees who have a lot of years of service, are looking at 75-80% annuity. And the reason that helps them is because when they retire, their annuity is going to pick up, you know, 75 or 80% of what they were receiving in pay. So they're only losing about 25%. And for a lot of people, a $25,000 buyout could be as much as they are losing from retiring early, and for many people it will be more. So they're in a position where a buyout might help, but if they were planning on working another 2 or 3 years, again, the buyout will not leave them better off.
Now, of course, you're a financial advisor. You're kind of a seven-column type of guy, but isn't the idea of what makes you fulfilled and happy, should that figure in some of that equation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I am only speaking to the financial aspects of it, Tom, and you know, not to how much better people feel if they do retire. But a key part of how good you're going to feel in retirement is how financially secure you are. And it just, you know, what it says to me is do some financial planning. Can you afford to take a buyout? Could you afford to retire now? How much risk are you taking on? How will that leave you financially? And I don't think it'll be this dramatic for people, but suppose that you figured out that by taking the buyout now, you'd have, 10% lower annuity than when you would have normally retired. How's that going to make you feel?
Well, that's true, because you have to think about your lifestyle, but how about figuring, what are some good techniques to figure what your life costs might be? I mean, if you want a villa in the southern south of France,
way is to start keeping track of your expenditures, and that's so important. And then once you have an approximation, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, of what you're spending and what you're spending the money on, then sit down and just guesstimate how much you would be spending in those various categories in retirement. Some things will go down, like work expenditures, the cost of getting to work, other things like entertainment, playing golf, going on trips. Those costs are going to go up. So give yourself an idea of what you're going to be spending in retirement, and then compare it to what your income could be if you took a buyout and retired now, or if you didn't take the buyout and continued to work, to, you know, what your normal retirement age would have been.
We're speaking with Arthur Stein, certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville. We were talking about the job market, which is not real good right now. But I imagine it's a lot stronger for former longtime federal employees who have a lot of good skills, and they seem to often have no problem getting a job in industry. So how do you figure on that one? I mean, it's probably...
Well, I think if someone has a job lined up... then, yeah, that makes a big difference. But I would also put those people in the category of they were going to retire anyway. I mean, you're not going to leave and go to a job in the private sector for $25,000. You're going to leave because you think you'll like your job in the private sector better, and because the pay and benefits are, you know, some percentage of what you're already making.
So in other words, you should have this plan.
It is, as you say, Tom, it's a lifestyle decision, but the financial aspect of it is important.
So you should have this plan to go to that job already and then just look at the buyout as maybe like an exit bonus almost.
Yeah, or maybe you're going to go to that job earlier than you otherwise would have. But that makes a big difference, because then the amount of that you're losing by, you know, retiring early is much smaller because you're not going from working for the federal government to being retired and not earning anything but your annuity. You're going from the federal government to another job, and the salary is going to be, you know, some higher or lower than you were otherwise making.
Now, people in the federal government have their annuity, but they also have their TSP. And so how do you figure that into the equation?
Well, that's just an important part of the retirement, especially for FERS employees. And, you know, the TSP funds have done great over the last year. They've done very well this year. They were down in the C and the S and the I funds were all down in May by, you know, 1 to 3%, really. And all the L funds were down in May. It's just an example of, you know, there is risk there. These are long-term investments. The declines we saw in May, you know, were not really significant. You know, I would expect that, you know, historically the markets declined 5%, you know, around three times a year. You know, it's just, so we haven't seen anything unusual. But the amount of risk that is in our economy and the world economy is very high now. A lot of the jobs that people are thinking of going to are still dependent upon federal expenditures. You know, they're going to work for someone who does work for the federal government. And, you know, if they actually cut back on federal expenditures, you know, those jobs might disappear.